U.S. Senate candidate, Republican Don Boulder, but his military background and what he has given to this country, of all the veterans I've had the high honor to meet and talk with, I don't know of anyone in our region who's basically given more in terms of military service out in the field of combat. He's retired General Don Boldick joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire. And who better to talk about a situation that's very complex with all the things going on with Russia, Vladimir Putin, now full-blown war declared on Ukraine. We're already seeing results of that war. General, you've been in war. And also, China's watching closely. This is a very tenuous situation. I'd love to get your thoughts on where you think this goes and how we can hopefully work to stop it.
Well, Jack, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And certainly, hello to all your listeners. We have a situation here that I think, with everything that's coming in from all the news channels, is a little confusing, concern, uncertainty, and there's probably generating some fear out there. So, you know, I think you're right. We need a calm, steady voice, someone with experience. I will lend my experience, certainly not the subject matter expert in the free world on this, but nonetheless, I think what we've seen here thus far is Putin is doing his plan. He's attacking from everywhere, air, land, sea, which is what I predicted a couple weeks ago on multiple news channels. Didn't think it was going to come in one direction. Also thought it was going to be strategic and surgical, and it is. So far, he's hit very deliberately by air and precision missiles and other indirect assets, most likely from the sea, very surgically, about 14 different areas throughout the Ukraine. He wants to do that because he wants to lessen collateral damage. He doesn't want to have to rebuild a bunch of stuff, and he certainly doesn't want to alienate the populace, because he knows that when he's done consolidating in all the areas that he's taken over, and let there be no mistake, he wants to take over the entire Ukraine as an initial foothold, in my mind. He doesn't want to have an alienated populace. He's going to have one. Yes, the Ukrainians are going to fight back, and the toughest part of this battle is going to be the urban part of this battle. But he is being methodical. He is securing his lines of communications. He's shoring up his infrastructure. He's hitting, critical C2 nodes and headquarters, a full-on electronic warfare, and that's what he's doing now. And we can see it playing out. I am very, very concerned about where he goes after he completes all of this, and kind of his look towards the future, I think, is very dangerous, with Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, and Romania. And if we don't, as the United States, start shoring up our NATO partners in these areas with significant defensive forces that are a combination of NATO forces, and yes, it has to be U.S. forces, uh-huh. If we don't protect the southern shore of the northern shore in the Bosphorus and Dardanelles Straits outside of Turkey, where he can go straight up through Crimea right into the underbelly of the Mediterranean, we're going to give him a significant strategic advantage and probably prompt him to do an invasion in a NATO country, which will drag us into a ground war. Nobody wants to go in to Ukraine and fight in Ukraine, at least not right now, but it could be almost inevitable. And what we need the president to do is stand strong today. We need him to go beyond these sanctions. We need to move full military, naval, air, and ground power into key NATO countries to shore that up, to give Putin the pause that he needs. That's the strength that he needs. And then back home, Jack, and then I'll let you ask a question here. We got to reverse our energy policies. We got to close our borders. We got to turn this around, because as it stands now, we rely on Russia for all the oil that we gave up when we shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And that will be a significant burden for Americans to pay.
Real quickly, General, we have a couple of moments. Don Boldick, Republican candidate, U.S. Senate, B-O-L-D-U-C, General, retired Army General. Am I a little bit off the reservation here to say Putin just went to China for the Winter Olympics? He has an open relationship with China. Is China watching this very intensely to see the West response and what we will stop with Putin in terms of Taiwan? Or is that a far-reaching overstatement?
No, Jack, you're spot on. And thank you for mentioning that. Russia and China are inherently linked. They're helping each other. You know, Putin had plenty of time to anticipate all the sanctions that we put on him in one day that we should have put on him 8 months ago and really started deterring him, not only with sanctions, but with military power as well. You got to have peace through strength. Anyways, Russia and China are inherently linked. That drags in North Korea. That drags in Iran. And this becomes a worldwide problem. We've already seen China increase its flights over Taiwan right. during this time period. And so, Jack, right. this is a big problem, and it's worldwide.
Well, I wish we had more time, and we'll get you back on in the days ahead because your expertise is profound here, and thanks again for your service to our country. Don Boldick joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Welcome.
Thank you,
gentlemen.